Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to another week of Beyond the Gym Floor. Cool episode today. So I had a little bit of a scare with my Instagram account last week. And by scare, I mean I thought it had been removed forever, that the hackers had got me and had been taken over by some troll farm somewhere. And I was going to start sending spicy links all over the place. So it got us thinking, what would we do if we were wiped from a platform, Instagram being the primary platform that we operate on, and how would we go about rebuilding our followings, our content, our reputation, all of that type of thing, which then got us onto, well, why don't we just do that anyway? So it's a really interesting chat. We also dive into AI and how you can leverage that for content and development within your own business, and some tricks and hacks to make it work a little bit better for you in terms of prompts and things like that. And then lastly, at the end of the episode, we talk about systems and how to make your business far more efficient and increase the value of your service to your clients as well. It's a really good episode. As I mentioned at the end, right now we're giving away a free one-on-one coaching session with myself. And here's the deal. Here's how it works. So we're going to jump on a call, you and I. I'm going to say, what's the biggest problem you have in your business right now? And then we're going to try and work through a solution to that problem and set you on a path to solving it and moving forwards within your business. If I do a good job, I'm going to ask you at the end and say, hey, would you like to see our Standout PT program? And I'm going to take you through what Standout PT looks like, how much it is, and offer you a spot. So worst case scenario is you come on and you do a free coaching session and you just have to put up with me for a couple of minutes explaining what the program is. Best case scenario is you, like all the other people or the average of the people that have gone through Standout PT, get involved with the course, triple their incomes, find more fulfillment, more enjoyment with their personal trainer's business. They stop chasing clients forever and start working with the people they want to work with and stop doing hours and hours on the back end hating life. Just head to stcfit.com, go to the Standout PT link. You can do a link in bio on Instagram if that's easier for you, and you'll be able to find a way to book that call. If you can't find it, just send us a DM and we will book it for you. Enjoy the episode. Don't forget to tune in for the expo content on Instagram this week as well. We're extending our free prizes onto the Instagrams, not just at the event. So you get to spin the special wheel. All the prizes are mentioned in the podcast. So enjoy. Ciao. You got a tournament coming?
Tournament? No, I just need to learn how to play here.
I forget. I don't even... Yeah. Just hit the ball, right?
Oh, look at that. That's bad.
You've been watching much Ricky?
Well, every day. I'll watch more golf, more YouTube golf than I should.
Yeah. How bad are the Emirates ones, the Dubai ones?
Bad.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's just like miserable the whole time. So all the new ones.
He played good last.
Yeah. So the most recent one that come out that skips the first four holes because he's just like shitty the whole time. That's why they skipped it.
Yeah, they fast forward through it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the one he did with Guy before that, if you go into the comments, are just like drilling. Like, bro, you do this. You get to play golf in the best golf courses in the world while you're just walking around salty the whole time. Like, because it was real obvious he didn't want to be there, the last one.
Right.
With the guy return video.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then all these new ones, he's come back, fresh energy, he's happy, and it's really good.
Yeah, but...
It's back to himself.
Fuck, man. Like, it's easier for people to sit back and just be like, oh, you get to play... Like, he wants to score high.
Of course.
Yeah. Like, score low, sorry. Like,
yeah. But he has changed his demeanor I agree. A lot, and he's playing better too.
Yeah, I agree. It's real rich to sit in your fucking lounge room
comments, bro.
And get YouTube mad at comments. This dude who spends hours and hours creating content for people and be like, well, you should be happy because I have to go to work and you don't. Yeah. Like, this is your job. Like, he wants to hit fucking birdies and shit.
Of course.
So, he's got high fucking standards.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I get it, but I kind of don't at the same time.
Look, I don't imagine the highest contributors of society exist in YouTube comments.
Yeah,
I don't even know how to comment on YouTube.
Yeah, well,
I don't know how to read them.
I've chucked a comment in here and there.
Fuck you.
No.
Always G up.
Always productive. Always I never come for people on YouTube. Yeah.
Always G up.
Always. It's a positive. It's a safe space.
I like it. I think because I watch all of my YouTube on TV.
Yeah.
Not on my phone.
Yeah.
The commenting, the friction between me and commenting is so high.
Yeah, because like there's an extra step.
Click. Like, fuck that, bro.
Oh, I would never comment on TV. Ever.
So then I had to open it on my phone, find the video, comment.
Yeah. I must admit, I will comment on a Dr. Disrespect video. Because, like, the reason why is because he puts so much effort into his production.
Yeah.
That it's not just watching a dude play video games.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's got the persona, like, you know, the CGI, like,
yeah,
it's not just...
It's put effort.
Some of them just don't care. They're just, like, camera on a dude on a keyboard. Yeah. Like, and he's just...
Doing the thing.
Yeah. And you just see, like, the screen. Like, his is fucking, like...
Production.
Him in, like, a locker room. He's, like, sitting in a Lamborghini. Like, it's all not real, but it's, like, fuck, man. Like,
yeah.
Good on you for putting that much effort in.
To try, yeah. I like it.
And he was, like, the first... Not the first, but, like, one of the pioneers of streaming.
Yeah.
Like, for gaming, specifically.
He's still pushing the boundaries.
And he's just always, production-wise,
like,
and his videos are so good.
Like to see it.
Soundtracks.
Yeah.
Like, gets behind, like, you know, small-time digital artists.
Yeah.
It's like, I can fucking respect that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on with Mr. Bro. Diddy? I'm out of the loop. Man. Last I saw, he was... there was some interesting stuff coming out about
allegations,
him and Usher.
So, allegations have come out. That are really serious, and he's got a lot of money, so I don't want to say a lot of stuff.
So we're not going to make light of the victims involved in the situation, so but let's make light of him.
Allegations have come out that have been very serious, and then one of them got settled immediately after.
Yeah.
So then it
looks
like...
That was the Cassie one.
So then, I'm not sure.
Is that her name?
I think so.
Yeah.
And then, obviously because of that, everyone was like, well, I want my piece too.
Mm.
And other people have come out of...
Yeah.
The woodwork, which is a really bad way of saying it, but just apologies for that. And now there's an investigation, and his house got raided yesterday. Two houses, and there's a bit of...
Did you say his kids got arrested?
His kids, one's like 30, and the other one's 25.
Fuck.
Yeah, but I feel like maybe they were just there, and they're like, "Yeah, get him." Like, I don't know. I don't know if they're involved. Like. You don't know what is in the mind of these FBI agents. Like, you're just like, "Hey, we have to come to arrest someone."
I just love that's how they communicated it. Yeah, get him.
And then, like, his private jet was seen leaving and...
Yeah, I was talking my phone, not you. So.
I was like, what?
vibrating at me.
What, bro? So, bit of rumors around the rumor mill. Like, he could be, you know, jet setting across the country or
so
across the world.
So, we've got, like, things of a sexual nature...
Yeah.
There are things of a bribery nature.
Some pretty serious stuff, man.
Things of...
And, like, even the people involved, it's like... It's reminiscent of another high-profile person who had...
Why don't you say it?
I don't know. It gives me the ick.
Epstein's Epstein.
Yeah,
bro.
Well, it's very Epstein-esque.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you watched the doco?
It's fucking messed up.
It's wild, man.
Yeah.
Wild. So I think we spoke about it maybe on Fit a few weeks ago. When I came back from Sydney last time. And Geordie had done a video on it. And one of his old manager or something was suing him.
Yeah, so he wants 30 mil.
Yeah, which is the same as what the chick got.
Mm.
So, apparently he was a witness to a murder. So, Diddy shot someone.
Allegedly.
Dragged them out to the street. And then said, call whoever.
Yeah.
And say it was a drive-by. But he was like there when they moved the body. And he's got photos of the guy in the lobby and then the guy outside.
Jesus. I'd be like, if I was Diddy, I'd be like, what are you taking photos for?
Well, he wasn't in the room.
Oh, yeah.
So Diddy left.
That's leverage.
He needs to go outside and this was a drive-by.
Yeah. So obviously he's like, I need this as leverage because I'll be a accessory to murder.
So a bunch of... I'll film you doing this type thing, similar to the Epstein cases, were happening a lot, and this guy wouldn't do it.
Mm.
Was like, nah. But then he was like, okay, I need evidence of what's going on here because it's going to blow up someday. So,
do you reckon you'd be that smart?
He was
in
taking
that situation.
Shit, me.
You saw someone get laid out.
Yeah, to be able to take a photo of it.
Yeah, man. So it just makes me think that, like, he must have been around that. Like, to think that clearly. Like,
a lot, yeah.
If that's... Because, like, let's just say,
if
like...
been exposed to
we're
that
at
world.
The gym. We have our own gym.
Yeah.
And then, like, you just have a bad day and just lay out one of the staff members. Yeah, the person behind the front counter is not saying hello to everyone.
Yeah.
Get into a heated debate.
You're fucking done.
Out you go. It's like, I'm not sitting here going like, I better take photos so
I don't get in trouble.
I can, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
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 It's very, very good thinking in a high-pressure situation.
Yeah. But even just the level of, the level of manipulation you must be at for that person to be like, I'm going to take photos just in case, but I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah. He's a very powerful man. It's terrifying. Obviously.
It's terrifying.
So, yeah, he's in trouble. If the allegations are true.
I wonder how many more of them are out there.
Yeah. As in those types of stories?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be fucking heaps.
What's the death row guy?
You're talking to the wrong dude.
The main... No, the main guy, Tupac's...
Shug?
Yeah. Like he would have.
I thought when you said death row, I thought you meant like someone on death row. I was like, I fucking no.
I was like, I'm not talking to the wrong dude at all. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like Shug would be.
He's a bad man.
He would have just as many shit under there.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You don't want to look under that rock.
Allegedly, yes.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll find out. Maybe they'll find the hit order for Puck.
Yeah, maybe. I wonder.
Solve what the fuck, 20, 30-year-old case now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll find out finally what happened.
I don't know, but either way, this man is in trouble.
Yeah.
If the allegations are true.
Yeah. Wild.
Yeah. Even just the backlash. It's kind of juicy.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's like, who else did it?
It's fun.
Yeah, who else was there?
Yeah.
Who went to these parties?
Yeah. Especially like because Usher's just on the Super Bowl and he's like been named a lot.
Yeah. I saw some other names, pretty juicy.
Mm.
So yeah.
Bit of royalty in there, bit of
I think that one's a bit
political.
I think that's
political thing.
I think that was like a
just a clicky.
Yeah, I think they're stretching. Yeah.
Like, do you give two shits about the royal family?
Me? No. Absolutely not.
I just don't.
I don't think we grew up with the admiration for the royal family like maybe the previous generation did.
Yeah.
Because I know when who was the one that died in the car accident? Princess Diana. It was a big deal, you know. My mum was.
I remember it being a big deal.
A bit shook and.
Yeah.
You know, like I'd go to my friend's place before school because we used to ride our bikes to school and she was like crying, watching the TV and shit.
Is that because they all knew that it was like they murdered her?
I don't know.
Like, are we sad because like.
But I think it was more of a big deal than.
Yeah.
Maybe because we don't really like.
Yeah, but I just wonder, is it because they loved her or is it because. We know that they just murdered
her. They murdered her, allegedly. who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't really... Even when the...
apparently, there's something going on called? With Kate that's got like cancer.
Is it the coronation?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, when that happened, like...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's funny, like...
Isn't he got cancer as well now?
I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty sad.
I don't know.
So my friend, his partner's Irish.
Yep.
And then so when they went to... his parents' place, they were watching the coronation. She's like, and his mum didn't obviously really know. She's like, oh, you gonna watch the coronation? Like, it's like, I'm fucking Irish, bro.
Yeah.
I fucking hate the royal
the English. Yeah, let them burn.
Yeah, it's like a little trip down just like memory lane.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Unless there's gonna be an assassination attempt, I'm not interested. Yeah, it's like,
probably not gonna watch that one, love.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah. Yeah, I saw some stuff during the week, like there's all this, I don't know, stuff about Kate and then she came out and it's like it turns out she's sick and
she's
blah blah blah. And it's like I didn't even know that people were talking about her in the first place.
Yeah, it's I guess a big deal for some people.
Yeah. Good on
you. Yeah. It's pretty sad.
I care about cars that drive fast in circles, so who the fuck am I?
Yeah, well that's so people are gonna come at you and just be like, this fucking simpleton from the country.
Yeah, yeah. I like Formula One.
This bogan. You just sound like a bogan. Sound like you made it the
fucking lean into it.
You sound
it,
like you
oh, the, don't even.
You made it the Formula One.
Don't even.
Who was his mate? What was his friend, the driver?
Cam Waters.
Cam Waters, mate.
Please, Cam. Please. Yeah. Please keep going backwards. I actually like Cam Waters. I'd never barracked against him harder.
You like him a little bit less though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just unfortunate.
Like you're sponsored by Monster, you're always gonna attract a
flat beak.
Green Monster too, not like White Monster. It's different.
There's a
the White Monster crowd's a different type of person.
To black and fluoro green.
Yeah,
it's a different, absolutely. It's a different type of person. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you could be a nice person. No, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
But we're still going to judge you as though you're
not. unfortunately, there's people that we saw at the motor racing on the weekend.
Yeah.
maybe tainted that image for you guys. Just
choose another energy drink. You'll be fine.
choose the white one.
All right, so we talked about Formula One on Fit, but I want to talk about something specific about the weekend. My life flashed before my eyes. Twice.
Oh, yeah.
Twice.
You nearly lost your eyesight.
So, I forgot about that. So, we'll talk about that first. So, standing at the exit of turn 10, about, what do you reckon, like 80 meters from the corner? So, they're still under exceptional amounts of power.
240 kilometers an hour, to be precise.
Yes. So, I was standing there and I forgot my fucking sunglasses. First mistake.
Yeah. And so it was your fault if you lost your...
Because I am better than everyone, I got up when it was dark. Or I just live really far away. One of the two is true. So I was rubbing my eye with my middle finger, just wiping across my eye. And I got hit on the fingernail by a... If you crushed a 50-cent piece, maybe if you crushed a 10-cent piece, that's how big the rock was.
So it was like a 5-cent. Like a 5-cent piece.
Like a marble.
Yeah, it was enough to do some damage to an eyeball. A marble-sized rock. It's making my eyes water. Just think about it.
Hit me in the fingernail. So the next day, I was laying next to LJ, and his finger brushed my eye, just touched it, and I was fucking crying and shit. It hurts so much, and he barely touched it.
Yeah,
it was. I said to Dad, I reckon my finger's not there. That's hey, security dude. Call an ambulance.
Oh, yeah. Your
drive
eyes
them in
fucked.
Here. We're fucking out of here.
Yeah, you just got to hope it didn't hit the pupil.
Yeah.
It hit the...
Yeah,
you know what happened to my cousin?
A pirate.
Piece of glass hit his eye and it started leaking. Yeah. He lost, I think, 15% of his vision. And we're
That's pretty lucky, man.
He's super lucky. But this poor kid is the same eye that his brother threw a rock in. Yeah.
That eye's just not made for life.
He can still see to a degree.
Yeah.
So props to him. Lucky. This was when we were younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were throwing glass at a soccer ball in the glass. Yeah. I mean, but you're young.
We all do dumb shit. Yeah. Get away with it.
Yeah. So then every time the car came past for about a minute after that, I was hiding behind
under your cap. Yeah.
I was hiding behind that dude's shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh,
fucking hell, man.
Now that I know that can happen.
It's not great.
I didn't want to ruin my sunnies either.
Well, yeah. Oh, look, I would have been happy to ruin my sunglasses.
Agreed,
and not my face.
Would much rather the rock hit someone else.
My nail was bruised and everything. It was intense.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
Yeah. So that was the entertaining.
So we wanted to get close and we got a bit too close.
Yeah. Found the limit.
Yeah. This place is so good. It's right off the track.
Yeah. And there was one of the F3 cars that was fucking.
Oh.
And I was we're going to catch a Red Bull F3.
Bro. I actually thought about that. I was we're going to eat carbon fiber at some point. Stones and carbon fiber. It's good that this is close to the track, but fuck me, it's kind of dangerous at the same time.
It's the best.
Yeah. I'll sit there again.
Add an element of fear to things.
Yeah.
But something actually more scary for any personal trainer out there. So I opened my phone. I just scanned the QR code on the Porsche stand, right?
Yeah.
Open my phone. And this didn't happen to you. So let me... I don't know if you guys understand.
I'm not going to play it down.
There's another layer.
Yeah.
There's another layer.
Just letting you know, I'm not going to play it down. It was a big deal and you can have it.
I don't think it was actually communicated well enough because I was just not okay.
He wasn't talking at all. And Adrian and I were talking a lot.
So...
I was what's wrong with this dude?
I opened my Instagram app and the first thing that happened was pop up from the bottom. Your password has been identified in a leak.
Yeah.
We suggest you change it. Click here.
So did that come up inside Instagram or did you get scammed?
No, as I opened the Instagram app, it came up.
Mm.
Next minute, logged out.
Yeah.
Log back in, logged out. So I can't get into Instagram to change my password after I've just been told my password's been in a leak and now it's booting me out every single time I open the app. At this point, I want to fucking vomit.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. I actually had full-blown shakes.
You were flustered.
I was not okay.
No, agreed. Yeah.
Got in, changed my password, and it worked. I got back in. I was okay. Nothing was going on.
We got the two-factor identification.
Turned two-factor on.
Yeah. Turn your two-factor on, guys. Seriously.
Right now.
Yeah. Nah, it's a big fucking
deal.
Pull
your car over if you're driving. If you're on a treadmill, do it right now.
Yeah.
Surprise, we have video.
Accounts and security. Go in there, activate two-factor, select which one you want. Put in the backup one as well.
Yeah.
If you lose your account, fuck, man. I actually had to think about it after that, and I was like, fuck.
So that's where we're going with today's episode.
Yeah.
So then, 15 minutes later, got comfy, got our seats, and you got booted out.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, it's just Instagram.
Well, mildly.
Well, you panicked for a minute.
I panicked for a little bit, so then I logged back in and activated two-factor.
Yeah.
But I didn't get the one saying my password had been in a breach and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just the timing of the two things happening. I was scanning I'm done. Porsche's been hacked.
Yeah, they banged you.
Yeah, and I never entered the competition, so I won't win my hot laps.
The take? Oh, thought it might have been a take in or something.
No, you just get to drive. You get to keep it. Yeah.
Imagine that.
So that was, I wanted to discuss the reliance that we have on platforms that we have no control over.
You trying to make me stressed?
So I remember a few years ago we said, like, if Instagram closes down, what is our business?
Yeah, email marketing.
And when we were like, we need to start creating assets and all that kind of stuff, like resources and all of that. And at the time we were like, we literally only existed on Instagram. All of our inquiries came through there. All of our interactions came through there. The website, we barely even bothered with it.
Yeah.
So well, that's
because it was shit.
Yeah, that's when we like built a new one and all of that. But like there's a lot of business coaches out there that'll say like you don't need a website.
Yeah.
Cool. Get it.
You'd have to like
go what if back you lose to, your account fucking tomorrow?
Yeah. I guess that's where some other internet marketers would push you back towards Google fucking SEO and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously, like, this, the only thing you can... So, we have a couple of things that we did because we can own it.
Mm.
So, we went to Mighty Networks.
Yeah.
Because we can own that page. It's not Facebook. We own the community.
Yeah.
In that.
They can't just shut it down or desensitize, like, the...
Correct.
What's in it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that was one we did. Obviously, we started building the email list.
Mm.
So, that was another thing we did.
Yep.
We built a website. We also created, like, 30 articles.
Mm.
So, if need be, we have at least something to show that we exist and have existed for an extended period of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
The podcast is a good record as well. Like, cool, Spotify goes down. We've still got them all.
Yeah.
YouTube goes down. We've still got them all.
Yeah, like, we can put them up somewhere else.
Yeah. We've still... That's an asset that we own in terms of content.
Agreed.
It's like your Instagram shit's gone. Like, no one's got that library.
What do you do? Would you have started again?
Yeah, so...
Or is that too far? Are we too far down? Am I going to...
I want to go there. Yeah, I do. But just as a personal trainer now, having a think about if your entire business runs solely off... So TikTok's in court right now. Could be shut down in America. So if your demographic's Gen Z and younger and you're on TikTok, not Instagram... And you're spending all day, every day building a TikTok following.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a very proven way. I'm not saying don't do it. It's a very proven method, same as Instagram, to generate business and build a business. And you actually, we said forever, you don't need a website. You can do it all through here and blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
And I still don't think you need a full-scale website. If you do need one, though, we can build you one. Just send us a DM. We can do that for you.
No, you absolutely need one.
5 pages on Squarespace, done for you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So, I still think do it, but also, what else? How are you collecting data? Do you own a database? Do you have, even sometimes asking trainers, like, just go get all your old clients, a list of all your old clients. Like, I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
It's like, can you get it from your direct debit company? Can you? It's like, oh, I don't
that's the
do
cheat
that,
code.
Right?
That's the cheat code, right?
How many trainers don't do that?
Yeah, it's...
Don't have DDRs.
So fortunate I started week one with one.
Yeah, I don't know. I would assume, like, the newer apps that are coming through, I assume that you can collect that data, but I don't know.
Mm.
And then if you're just like, lots of people just do payments through Stripe.
Yeah.
Or they're still invoicing. It's like, well, you got to work through, find every invoice for every client and it's fucking,
there's
a
rough.
Lot of this like, that'll never happen to me stuff that would really burn you if it did. Like really burn you.
Mm.
Like I would have been okay. And I still wanted to fucking vomit in that lake.
Yeah,
I'm really sad because it ruined the lake for me.
That's what you didn't like.
I wanted to walk across the floaty bridge.
It was a good experience. I took a view and all that. Took a really nice photo.
Yeah, the view was sick, but my heart rate was still like 170.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about how many people could be on it before it sinks.
Before we die. Yeah. I wonder if they have like paddle pop people on it.
Well, it didn't look like there was anyone like
when it's busy, though. Like when we, after the race.
Closer to the practice and stuff, they probably manage it, yeah.
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 There's people everywhere running ropes and stuff for streets and all of that, I assume.
Yeah, because surely it has a weight limit.
Yeah.
Like per tile, you can only have.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go for a swim in Albert Park Lake.
it didn't look great.
Nah, some residue getting real close to that footbridge.
Yeah. All right, so. For us, it's Instagram. It's our primary content driver.
Marketing.
We are
really platform. Yeah.
Outcomes. Yeah. Mm. Most of our outcomes. Like most people find Instagram, come podcast, buy stuff.
Mm.
It's down our PT. So your Instagram gets wiped, deleted, gone. What do you do?
Like, are you allowed to start again?
Yeah. What are you going to do? What would you do tomorrow? What would be your starting point?
For me, I wouldn't want to start again manually, so I would probably hire an agency to help me get the... Because I got the money to do so.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't want to build back up a 5,000 plus kind of page. Yep. So I would just hire someone else to do it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Me personally, I would search the earth to find the right person.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. I would go, who's gotten fitness accounts up to a amount. I would find someone who's like, leans into the content that I want to create.
Yep.
Be really hard, obviously, because I don't have an example of it anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would try and I would probably go that route because I don't want to do it myself. Like, I don't want to have to lean into that anymore. But if I had the time, like, I would just do it myself. If I didn't have the money, I'd just do it myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I would do.
Interesting. I wonder what that would cost.
Yeah. I reckon it would cost about 5 to 10 though.
Yeah.
But then I look at, well, if you do 2 to 3 hours a week for...
Yeah, a year.
A year.
Yeah.
Maybe it's worth it, So, that's what I would do right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would change... There's a few accounts out there that just like are really simple in their delivery.
Yeah.
Just like Black Square with writing, for example. I think I would go reinvent how I delivered content.
Yeah, I've already been thinking about that.
Yeah. And just be like, which I am also, where
I already have made a change.
We'll talk further about the AI interactions. But yeah, I reckon I would go more, I don't think I'd do any spoken reels.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I don't like doing them. Actually, that's not fair. I don't mind recording them. I hate editing them.
Yeah.
And every editor that I hire is less good than me and Tam's too busy. So.
That you might be able to change that.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, man, CapCut Premium's fucking going to be.
Really good.
Give it another month or two, I reckon it's going to be elite.
Yeah. So, I would go to a more simple delivery method, probably just written text, mostly swipes, and then just clients. And then roll the STC content through it still.
Yep.
And I'd post, I reckon I'd just post every day for maybe 12 weeks to build the library of like, it's not a new account.
Yeah.
I would.
You could even do the post to grid so people don't see the.
Yeah, true. You could definitely do that.
You could do one post to
people
see it, and then one, you could just put a client post
speed it up
to, post straight to grid.
That's true.
Yeah. Because the client posts, the results ones don't get that much.
They don't crack.
Yeah. They're there for
They crack when you land on the profile. They don't crack in the feed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think something that's really easy and repeatable and consistent. Mm. And it's actually made me rethink what I'm doing with my content, because I was like, what would I do if it was gone?
You can do
it. And
now.
I was like, okay, well, why don't you just start doing that?
Absolutely.
Which is the plan. Then I would probably potentially start driving the articles again.
I thought about that as well.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun just to write again.
So I'm going to start LinkedIn
yeah.
the next couple of weeks, and that's my strategy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use all the business articles that I've ever written.
Mm.
I'm actually going on there with the intent of being a business person, not a fitness business person.
Mm-hmm.
So just tweaking things to be... I just still want to talk about like owner-operators.
Yeah.
Because that's where my skill set is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, deliver article-based content more frequently and then offset it with the punchy, quotey stuff that I like also.
I think we could expedite the articles 300% faster than last time.
And better.
Did them, yeah.
Because we got someone to write them last time who didn't get it. And you can't just be
that was a waste of money.
Yeah, we can't just be like, rewrite it this way like you can to AI.
Yeah, agreed.
So that'll be a much simpler process.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, to refine that and make sure it's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, even like if you were struggling to create content and you were good at writing, like you would start there.
Yeah.
Because that just like paves the way for the content.
Correct. Yeah.
Like, I don't know, if you did like, you know, five of the biggest obstacles that people face with their nutrition, it's like...
Yeah. There's five pieces of content.
There's one content on the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then
well, six,
each section.
Yeah.
It's like so easy. Yeah. You could do a slide, you could do a video, you could do, you know, a still picture. And
story.
Yeah.
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 Call to action based on that.
Agreed. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, well, then you're sending people to the article, right?
Yeah.
Builds authority.
Yeah.
You know, all that jazz. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really, really deep into thinking about my social media strategy. So, yeah, there's something else that I want to launch that's not in fitness, but I can't change my fitness brand
because
I don't want to. I want to keep coaching. I want to keep working with personal trainers. And that's what Instagram's doing.
Yeah.
So I can't fuck with Instagram.
You don't want another fucking account too. Like, correct. Man, we're struggling already with our own personal accounts and the business ones.
Yeah. So I need to have another profile somewhere that's like, this dude does this and only this.
Yeah. I agree.
So yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
So
you'd post every day.
For probably 12 weeks.
12 weeks.
Fill the grid. I would make all of that 12 weeks strength-based, like just how to get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Still targeted at my ICA.
Yeah.
So women, like late 20s, early 30s, busy lifestyles, or not even busy, like high pressure lifestyles, call it. So like whether it's job, mom and job, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
High pressure environments, top three priorities for the includes training in that top three, if not at least five.
Yeah.
And then personality wise would gel with me as well. So I would keep the only train people I want to have coffee with attitude.
Yeah.
So not be afraid to post what I think about whatever topic.
Yeah.
To a degree, obviously. Not going to turn into a call out channel. And I think that would be, again, just like I need that set of authority back on that Instagram page.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I would, luckily we have STC.
I was just about to say, for us it's fortunate because we've got two backup accounts.
Yeah.
Like
so
really, because you could leverage, because the audience still, like, I would argue like fucking 90%.
Overlap.
The people who follow my page follow the business pages.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them is just my family.
Yeah. So I'd be able to go contact or like follow.
Correct.
They would know who I am and I'd be able to build some, I reckon probably half of my
I'm not saying I want to do it because I absolutely don't. I've spent so fucking long getting to where we are now.
Mm.
But because we've had like pivoted a lot.
Yeah. Befunded just boof.
Even if you had 1,500 or 2,000 followers comparative to your 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Like some of the, when I look at the 5 now, I'm like, well, that's from,
yeah,
you know, 1,000,
yeah,
2,000 when I first started. And yeah. I was training, you Mums. Know, gen
yeah.
pop.
Yeah.
You know, talking about fucking what to do when you miss a workout and shit. Like,
yeah.
Now I'm talking about how to get the most out of one movement to maximize your gains, you know?
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, there would be a bit of silver lining in that to a degree. It just take a bit of work ethic at the start to get yourself going.
Yeah. And even just going through that idea of like, what would I do if it was gone, takes you off that autopilot mind of just keep doing the thing.
Yeah.
It gives you the freedom to be like, I can change whatever the fuck I want.
Agreed. And it's funny how aggressive you would be to get the following back that you don't do now because you have one.
Yeah.
Like even I'm just like throwing out ideas. I'm like, you could just like, you know, try and get the following up, like create a competition, do this, like write a resource, like put some prizes together. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like if you, you know, share my page, tag people in it, if they like it, like this, you know, when you look at something else and you're like, you see it happening.
Yeah.
But you don't do it for yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, it's like, but it's only because you have enough.
Yeah. It's not bad enough.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's the drive and the walk thing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's like you'll walk up to a certain point and then you'll drive the rest, even yeah. though it's only a couple of hundred meters further.
Correct.
It's a very similar idea.
Yeah.
So, but it's like it has to take complete social media destruction for you to then look outside the box and go, why can't I get another 1,000 followers in the next month?
30 days. Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit of sunk, what is it? Sunk time fallacy as well. It's like I've put so much into this. I have to let it pay off. You know what I mean? Like to take a total left turn would be, I can't do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you want a little bit of like social validation that what you're currently doing is going to work.
Yeah.
Like to lean into what you just said.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if I just lean on like,
what works?
I'm going to give away.
Yeah.
It's like, how many golf pages have we followed where it's like, hey man, we're giving away this like putter or this set of golf clubs worth $1,000.
Yeah.
And it's like, all you have to do is like the page, comment, and tag a friend.
Yep.
And then they like the page, tag a friend, and then they like the page. So then that $1,000 set of golf clubs
yep.
has now got them like 2,000-3,000 followers.
Leads. Yeah. Yeah. And like, hey, here's a 20% code for the putter that you yeah. wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess yeah. what's coming to our socials soon?
Yeah. Well, yeah. it's funny. I spoke to Jackson yesterday. I just like, when I was talking to you about our next, the strategies with the raffles and stuff.
Yeah.
I just was like, I had an idea. And I'm like, you should do this too.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
yeah.
Just had a really good moment.
Yeah.
Where I was hyper-focused Clarity. On one thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's, yeah, it's the stack gets so high, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's funny. You almost should just treat, like if you need the traction, if you need traction, you want traffic, you want volume in on your social media, like you should just treat it like you have zero.
Yeah.
If you need to take another direction, like
you
no one's
change gonna, whenever you want. No
man,
one gives a
no
shit.
One gives a fuck. No one lands on the page and goes, "Oh, this person's gone to all text and they did have video."
Yeah.
Like you just got to treat it like one post at a time. You almost treat it like TikTok.
Yeah.
Like you just like
yeah, and it is like that now.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's all algorithm based anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, sure you want to land on your page and it's like consistent. So messaging wise.
Yeah.
But even then, if you've changed your message, maybe do the 2 posts a day
for a bit
to get
yeah no
to get
know.
You know past the first 6
yeah
you know on the grid. So when you look at it, it's like okay, I can see a distinct shift now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many people scroll down. Like I don't.
Yeah,
I don't scroll down at all.
Yeah, I do it when I audit trainers,
of course.
And I'm like, you get like 2 swipes down. You're like. This is 52 weeks ago. Like, this is fucking relevant already. Yeah, it's yeah. interesting. It's interesting. I'm also excited for the LinkedIn challenge to be like, Instagram is, we have an attachment to it somehow. I feel like I do anyway.
It's easy.
It's easy, but it's also, you have a community in there. You talk to your friends in there.
Mm.
But it's also the place where you do business. It's kind of this weird...
It's a pretty...
ecosystem thing. And then like you absorb content in there as well. Like,
it's a pretty functional platform though to be...
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
pops off to...
I just mean attitude-wise. Like you don't look at Instagram as a business product. So we are, one of our weaknesses is we are not active enough in Mighty Networks.
Yep.
Because you can't go in there and consume content. You can't go in there and talk to your friends. You can't go in there and share a post quickly because it's work.
Yeah, yeah.
Instagram has enough not work that makes you, by habit, every time you pick up your phone, open it, click on a story, click on a whatever, that fucking dopamine is there. But it's also the work platform.
Yeah, so I think that's why I like YouTube so much, because you can't work on it.
Yeah, we become in this weird sort of, it's a work platform, but it's sort of not. But it, and we, I don't know, form some kind of weird relationship with it.
Maybe.
And something I'm excited about for LinkedIn is hopefully not having that. And it's like, this is where I go to do work things.
That's my WhatsApp, but you don't have content there.
Well, correct. Yeah, you don't open WhatsApp by habit. No. You open WhatsApp when you have a notification.
Yeah, because I know it's a work thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not putting... It's like, it'll be interesting to see if I put content out on LinkedIn, am I checking every hour to see the engagement?
WhatsApp looks like Facebook to me.
WhatsApp or LinkedIn?
Sorry, LinkedIn looks like Facebook to me.
It's similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even just the way it gives me Facebook vibes.
Yeah.
So I feel like you could clock it.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll just... Yeah, just the behavioral stuff. How often are you going in to see how well your article did? How often are you going in to see, do you know what I mean? Or consume other people's content versus the way that happens on Instagram.
Yeah. Have you made a LinkedIn account?
I have an account, but it's...
Yeah, we just made it.
I think we did it with Dent. Yeah,
me too. I think I've got like 3 friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I get an email like, you were viewed by this many people this week or whatever.
Yeah. Get links to jobs, because you got to put your industry.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like
gym manager,
personal trainer,
20 grand.
Personal trainer at this gym in Idaho.
Yeah, so it was an interesting thought experiment after I calmed down.
After I realized the world wasn't ending, I reflected.
Yeah. So I did have questions, but I want to just keep having our conversation that we were having yesterday on Slack about the AI stuff, just so we can, it's useful.
Yeah, sure.
For us and everybody. Yeah, yeah. So what I want to try and create is I want to take my long form content.
Yep.
I want to siphon it through ChatGPT and I want to create short absorbable content that would then be like a blog on a website.
So your long form content is video?
The course mostly.
So it's written?
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct, yeah.
So yeah.
So then I turn course content into more digestible blog content.
Yep.
I then take that blog content and I say...
Create a script.
I want 4 reel, 4 carousels.
Yeah.
No, because I don't really want to do reels.
Yep.
I want you to do 4 carousels with a call to action.
Yeah.
On this?
Yeah.
And then I want it to make it on Canva?
Yeah, it won't make it. Yeah.
Okay. So it'll just give you the text to put in?
It'll give you everything down to... It won't make it. It'll make a tile, but they're terrible. It's like...
Yeah. That's what I was afraid of.
It won't use the branding. So I sent it. I said, this is a branding. This is our branding.
Yeah.
And this is what a tile looks like. Can you make this? And it came back with just a template.
Right.
It took the theme of business. Sorry, what did I do? Something to do with like building muscle.
Yeah.
And it just had like this dude flexing his arms. I was like, this is so lame. Like, gave me the ick. The colors were wrong and everything.
Okay.
So it won't make it.
Did you put color codes in or you just said this is an example?
No, I just sent the example.
Yeah. Because you should be able to put like Barlow font, this orange, this black.
You should identify it, to be fair.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Have you tried it through DALL-E?
DALL-E won't make it. And it, like the thing with DALL-E is it makes the image and you won't be able to edit it.
Yeah.
Because it makes the picture.
Of course, yeah. It's just a saveable JPEG, yeah.
Correct. So it creates...
But if it's perfect, it doesn't matter.
But it won't create... So my experience with DALL-E is that it won't make text. It won't make coherent text.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always... The text is always not the text. There's always like a character out. There's always something that's...
Broken.
Imperfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can do this, guys, on ChatGPT 4. You can have a Canva plugin and a DALL-E plugin so you can make stuff.
Yep. Yeah, so you can get carousels made, but you have to go to a different platform and you have to take the text from chat.
Yeah.
And then paste it into, I can't remember what it's called, InstaScripts.
It was in the Slack channel, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll find so, it, just so it's useful for people.
So you take, yeah, so it's another subscription though. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's, so it just depends on
at
where
this
you're
point,
at.
I don't care, man.
Yeah, the only thing is the designs weren't that good. So you're taking, so you pick the carousel.
How much do you think that matters? Your account's out there with 30,000 followers. There's
yeah.
a black writing.
Yeah,
a
to
black
be fair.
Background. White
to be
text.
Fair, that's true. So then you paste the text into a box and there's it'll spread it out over the slides.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah, so I think you just have to put, like it actually does it in the in ChatGPT for you. So it separates the slides.
Yep.
So it'll automatically shift them over.
Okay.
To, yeah. And then you just, it just confirms, like just confirming this at 7 slides.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can edit the text on every carousel.
Okay.
And you can pick your font.
Can you edit like the background and stuff or no?
I think in the free version, you just pick colorways.
Yep.
So you're just picking templates. They're very basic, but like I said, it's a carousel, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. So it's called Content Drips.
That's the one.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So you go from chat into Content Drips.
Correct.
Done.
Yes.
Cool.
So the you only get 3 free ones and they're watermarked.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't want to do that.
14 a month isn't too bad.
Nah. 14 a month's fine. It's the thing that it's like 14 a month maybe becomes an issue when you've got
chat. That.
Loom, chat, CapCut Pro. I mean, even that, I still would pay for most of them,
yeah.
To be fair.
Agreed.
Like I pay for all of them outside
so,
of in the
CapCut Pro.
Mate, I was so resistant to paying because I'd used it for free.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Okay. Why?
Because it just has AI features and other functionality features that the basic version doesn't have, like improved sound quality, improved digital like image quality, yeah, like picks gaps and stuff in your content, like removes the shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of templates if you're not a great creator yourself.
Yep.
It's very, very good.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. And it's only $14 a month.
Yeah.
It's like
what? So what do you use it for? Just makes the stuff you do faster?
It just make well the standard version of CapCut's not good enough.
Yeah.
The captions are shit. Everyone's using the same one because it's free.
Yeah.
You change the colors and the text.
Yeah.
So, and then they will get very close to Canva, in my opinion, because what you can do is when you make a video, you can choose the frame that you want to make the thumbnail from.
Yeah.
And then you can click on it and you can click edit and then it takes you to a screen that looks like a beta version of Canva.
Yeah.
And then you can just click on all these templates and it'll just populate the screen with your base picture on it.
Yeah, okay.
And then you just change the text, change the color and
yeah.
So you're doing it all on one platform.
Yeah.
So it's I'm like, this is gonna
another cover. Yeah, it's yeah. So
this is gonna be mega.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah. And then they also have, if you put long form content in, it'll break down like Opus. So it'll break down the clips.
Yeah.
It even tells you the topic, the subtopics. And it'll break it down to like you get to choose whether you want under 60 seconds, under
yeah,
like
Opus does that too,
yeah. And then it'll create the thumbnail for you. And the only thing it won't do is edit the ums and ahs in the discussion. But all I did is just delete the captions, cut the gaps. So I cut the gaps first, then delete the captions after that, and then just redo it.
Yeah.
And it was sick.
Yeah.
It just took a 90-minute podcast and gave me like 20 clips.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. So I'm like, that's worth, you know, fucking, how much money is that worth? Like you pay an editor like $60 a video.
Fuck, yeah, for a shit one.
I put that in. It took half an hour to upload a 90-minute video. It then took 5 minutes to cut 20.
Mm.
And then I edited the video I wanted in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It won't work for everyone. It won't be worth it for everyone.
Yeah.
But it's worth it for you and I.
Yeah.
Like,
so can you pay for more time? Because you said there was a time
I'm not sure. Yeah. So you're only allowed to upload 3 hours a month.
Yeah.
So you'd have to be very selective with your podcast.
Yeah.
So like the Q&A one we just did.
Yeah.
Like you'll be able to get.
Yeah.
Heaps out of that one. Clips, yeah. The one we did a couple of weeks ago, we spoke like exclusively about training and protein intake and shit.
Yeah.
We'll be able to get a lot of clips out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to make sure at the moment the content you're using is.
Yeah. Yeah. I did one of the fit ones on Opus and I was like, it's all useless.
Yeah, I did one too, and it was.
Yeah.
Got one good thing out of it. Yeah. So I was like, fuck, it's a waste of minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. So, there's a program that I'm looking at the moment that I'll probably get for me and Tam to look at that obviously you have access to as well. It's like viral Potted Class clips.
Mm.
You're just getting them to.
Yeah.
Seems like there's. To go.
Yeah, it seems like there's a. I was watching something. There's like a sequence. There's like three things, and
so I just wonder if once you see that matrix and then you see what CapCut makes, you're like, fuck, it's so far away.
To be I don't know how far off it would be, because like from what I can see, like it's just what gets said at the start, how it looks,
yeah,
to just keep people on. Yeah. So it's like you just got to take the right part of the video that's like leaning people into the curiosity of the video, right?
Of course, yeah.
Which is what we're just putting out shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you know that formula, then you just look for it.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know, I didn't actually look if I could prompt when I uploaded the video for them to search for certain things in the video.
Yeah, you can.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So then you can sit there and be like, you know, if you knew you spoke about specific things, you're like, search for videos with this.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, and if it's not happening now, it's coming.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I said to you yesterday. It's like it's all so close that like the friction is the amount of work I still have to do myself. I could do the whole thing myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like,
yeah, you can still you could,
but
still,
I think it's getting better.
Yeah. If you were nowhere near, like, if you were just really struggling with content creation and you were new.
Mm.
You can lean on all of this stuff to just help you make better shit though.
100%.
Like even just the, like creating the script.
Yeah.
So you like, you use the right prompts and you're like, this is the topic I want to talk about. This is the demographic that I work with and who I'm delivering it to.
Yeah.
I want a 30-second real script on this topic and I want you to mention this, this and this.
Yeah.
It'll give you the whole script.
Yeah.
So then what are you going to do? Make a carousel? Or you could say, make this into a carousel now.
Yeah.
Or you could say, or if you were good at editing, speak three sentences at a time.
Yeah.
Cut it together in CapCut.
Yeah.
Make the captions. You're done. Fucking Dunsky, man.
Yeah.
Overlay it with some training content if you've got it.
Yeah.
It's a great start for someone.
I agree.
And CapCut's so intuitive. Like, I don't discount CapCut. I don't work for them. But it's like, if I can use it and edit videos and shit,
anyone can. Yeah.
Just so easy to do once you know how to use it.
Yeah. So this leans into the next topic that I had for today, which is one that a conversation I've been having a lot with the consults I've been doing for Standout. We still have a free coaching session with me available. If you like, go to our Instagram, shoot us a DM, interested in Standout. I'll do a free coaching session. If I do a good job, I'll try and sell you Standout at the end. If you don't like it, you don't like it. A lot of those conversations, I've been identifying the fact that people just have no idea who their ICA actually is.
Of course.
Yeah. And it's like, so who do you train? It's like 20 to 40-year-old women who want to be more confident. I'm like, so the same as the entire fucking internet.
Yeah.
Like, you can't build. The reason you're having so much trouble with content, you don't know what to post, is because there's too. What do you fucking post to that? So what I've found to be most successful in these calls is just like asking the person, who's your favorite client?
Yeah.
Putting a name to it. And then asking them, okay, so what do they do for work? What's their lifestyle like? What do they care about? What TV shows do they watch? What do they dress like when they come to the gym was a really good one as well. It's like, are they scrunch bums matching crop top? Or are they like oversized shirt? Or like what type of personality are they? What do they care about? Just trying to unpack as much stuff as possible.
Yeah.
So then you can actually communicate, because everyone's going to talk about the same shit. Yeah. Sets, reps, protein, sleep, fucking maybe exercise tutorials, like it's motivation. All the same shit, right? where it becomes useful is identifying you understand the person and how that affects their life and their thought process and being able to interpret that. Yeah. So I think the only trap with using the AI stuff is being able to get it to speak in a way that hits.
Yeah, absolutely.
That way as well.
Yeah, it doesn't. It won't do that. So that's where you still have to do the legwork beforehand. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, yeah, you're listening now, and you're like, this is going to solve my whole problem. It's like, you still need to know the
exactly who it is,
exactly who it is, and how you speak to them, and how you speak too. Like, yeah, sometimes you can know problems and solutions and like messaging, but you miss the way you would actually say it to someone if you're using AI.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you almost like have to tell it how to speak as well if you are going to lean into it. Like, you have to like almost write 60% of it to the AI platform and then it comes out and then you edit the rest.
Yeah.
Because I don't sit there and just say like, do this for me. Like, if I need it, I'll write something and say, does this make sense? Can this paragraph be put better together?
Yeah.
You know, better?
Yeah. I do it on with Grammarly a lot.
Yeah, it's the same.
Like,
yeah,
especially if I'm writing copy. It'll like suggest like sentence structure. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like that's needs to be said that way. Correct. Because that's how I talk and that's how they agreed speak. So it can't be, I know it's wrong. I know if I submitted it as an essay somewhere,
yeah,
it'd get picked up.
Yeah.
But that's how it needs to be here.
I agree.
Yeah. So ChatGPT is the same. It's just maybe like looking at.
It uses words like a fucking affirmative and shit. Like,
correct.
Like, who the fuck talks like that?
Yeah.
So the Terminator.
Yeah, so we need to... You still need to understand to a much deeper level who that person is.
Yeah.
And be able to communicate them with them in their language.
Yeah.
But the structure that you'll get from AI will take so much anxiety away.
Yeah, and if you put the legwork in at the start, it makes the content creation easier.
So have you got it to speak, bro, or not really?
You can tell it that these are words to put in, you know, into the language.
Yep.
Like, this is how, you know, these are the terminologies that people want to hear or you would like to say and stuff.
Yep.
So you just do the 20 questions about your business. It'll ask you all the 20. You'll answer them. You know, what's your business? Who do you work with? The problems? What do you offer? Like, what are your... where can you find your stuff? What do you market? What kind of resources do you have? All these questions. And then you can go a step further and be like, these are the common terms that we use. These are the common problems that they face.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can make your content after that.
Yeah, right.
Mm. And it's still not perfect.
Yeah.
But it's closer than write me a post. Like, you just open up the first tile and just write me a post about protein intake.
Yeah.
It's like,
so
it's going to be the worst
that
post
prompt
ever.
Is, I want you to be the social media manager for my personal training business. Ask me all the questions you need to know.
You just literally ask, like, tell it what you're going to do and you say, what do you need from me to get the most out of you? And then it'll just tell you. So you're like, hey, I want to use this platform to write, you know, content for Instagram.
Yeah.
What do you need to know from me to make it as accurate as possible?
Yeah.
And then it'll just go bang. And you can do that for everything. You can be like, I want to write a PowerPoint presentation. I want to write an email. I want to write a contract for whatever. Like, it'll be like, cool. Give me all this information and I'll do as good of a job as I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that takes time.
Yeah, of course.
It takes like 40 minutes to like answer the 20 questions and to do it properly, not like...
Yeah.
You know.
And then you don't do it and then you're like, GPT shit, I'm not going to use it. And then...
Yeah. So if you got the value compass off the website when it was free...
It's still on there.
Well, there you go. So do the value compass and then you literally can tell GPT you're going to help, you know, use that platform for your content.
Yeah.
Then it's going to ask you 20 questions about your business. Most of those questions are going to be on the value compass.
Yes.
You're going to put all that information in there. Then you can say to it, I want a 30-second reel script on this topic and I want you to talk about this, this and that. And it'll put out that script and then you'll be able to edit it, etc. And then you'll be able to use it to speak into a camera and there you go. There's your content. You can make slides. You can make everything.
Done.
So easy.
To wrap.
If you're not good at creating content.
End episode all over. Thinking.
Very straightforward.
Day this comes out. 6 days away from the expo.
Oh, yeah.
Excited?
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am now that we've organized everything.
It's ready.
Yeah. Got the spinny wheel. I haven't actually unboxed it yet.
So, Fitness Expo, Australian Fitness Expo at the convention center.
In Melbourne.
In Melbourne. If it's successful, maybe we'll come to Brisbane or Sydney. I can't remember where the next one is. There's another one here in the year.
One of
them. It was really interesting when this went live, the amount of DMs that I got, like, congratulations, this is huge, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to inside sports everyone, as much as it's going to ruin our position and our branding, but we can't advertise as being like, the coach's coach, no bullshit, fucking.
Yeah. And we got invited.
Yeah, and then you're all out there like, we got invited. It's like, no, we just fucking paid $4,000 so we can go. Like, just hire a booth. The challenge being, obviously, you've got to have something that you're confident you can make that money back on. It's like if you go to the expo and just...
You just see value in like that for the long-term play.
Yeah, you know, but I was thinking about like, would I do it as a just a personal trainer?
No.
Like looking to break into the online market or... You know what I mean? It's like, what are you going to offer on the day that's going to get opt-ins, that's going to get you clients, it's going to make you $4,000? Like you're going to need at least 4 clients on the back end. What can you give away to get opt-ins? And then of those opt-ins, how many of them are in, depending on your business model, we want to train people we like, so how many of those people are in there?
Yeah.
And then so on and so on and so on. So it's worth, it's like, you got to weigh that up, right?
Of course.
If you're maybe scaling and you got a team and that kind of stuff, maybe it's a little bit more worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
Or you've got like an app or whatever, like if you can get, so like the average kind of subscription apps are $15 a week.
Yeah.
So $60 a month kind of thing. So if you're, what are we, I think we're at about client lifetime, average lifetime value, still going up because we've got long-term subscribers. It's a really new product, but it's around $600 at the moment.
Yeah.
So how do I make $4,000? Well, I've got to sell eight. Eight people have got to stay and then I go, cool. So like, I think for us, like 70% of people that do the 30 days stay.
Yeah.
So then I need another, whatever that is, it's going to be about 10.
Yeah.
People to sign up to the app over that weekend to get my return just on to break even. So they're the questions that I would roll through.
Yeah, they're the answers you need to have too.
If we were going to go as fit instead of learn.
Yeah.
For example.
Great.
Obviously, higher price point on the learn side of things.
Yeah.
So it makes more sense for us to lead with that. Now you mentioned the wheel.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
So we're having a little spinny wheel giveaway.
It's a wheel.
Yeah, so we've got a
little excited.
Because, we've got a lot of products and we've got a lot of things we can give away that are valuable.
Assets.
So we can...
Have many assets in our business.
Provide value directly, instantly on the day, which is the goal. So, spin the wheel, see what prize you get.
So what do we got?
We're giving away a standout PT scholarship.
So that's one option on the board.
Yeah, you'll have... our strength and physique training bundle, then you'll have both strength and physique bundle programming courses on their own.
Value compass,
and there's one other thing, and then we'll have a spin again kind of thing on the wheel. Yeah. So,
nice.
Yeah, so there'll be plenty of things to do, and then we'll be doing business audits on the day if you want them.
I think it's a coaching session.
Yeah, coaching session. Yeah.
Coaching session.
Yeah. So then, and then you'll be able to book in a free business audit at a time that suits you.
Yep.
Business audit. What else are we doing? There's something else. I don't know. Lots.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be the day.
Yeah.
And then obviously, we'll be promoting Standout PT as the main kind of product and service that we're showing.
Yeah. Pay attention to the socials because we'll announce it now.
Yeah.
We're actually going to run the wheel.
Yeah.
Through Instagram as well.
Yeah, we'll do it at dedicated times just so we don't have the wheel, like the phone on live all day.
Yeah.
But we'll be definitely doing it in times, like mainly, probably late morning and early afternoon.
Yeah.
Maybe like last hour of the day as well.
Yep.
So you guys will be able to join in. We'll spin the wheel for you. You'll be able to get your prize. You know, like I said, whatever you spin, you get. If you get 6 months of standout and we give away 5 of them for free on the day,
it is what it is.
Yep. You get it and that is the deal.
Yeah.
So
what did Ryan say? He's put on 10 clients.
10 clients.
Our scholarship winner from last time, 10 online clients.
He's been on a month in, I think.
Yeah, 6 8 weeks to be.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen him at a workshop yet.
Yeah,
so he's just content, done the content alone's good, let alone coming to the workshops.
He said he got screwed with his work roster.
Yeah,
so he hasn't been on the calls, but
could add 20. Nah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So that'll be really fun. So you'll be able to just like, we'll probably just do it that there's a either a post to comment on or a DM or something to react to. We'll get your name. And then, like you said, we'll probably go live and then spin the wheel so you know we're not lying.
Correct.
So not everyone just gets a programming.
It's got to be some legitimacy to it.
But yeah, if you are obviously in Melbourne and you're coming to the expo, come say hello.
Yeah, even just come say hi. Like,
Yeah.
It's always good to speak to the listeners.
Yeah.
We're going to be there all day too, so come and chat.
Look for the Are You a Personal Trainer sign. It'll be on the front of our desk. It'll be fun. I haven't done like an outreachy thing since I was selling memberships.
I've never done.
So 13 years.
I've never done anything.
Yeah, I had to go to the local, like out the front of Coles and hand out 12-week passes and shit.
You're that guy.
I've done it. Done it all, guys. Done it the fuck all. So I think my line, I'm just going to say, are you a personal trainer? Like 1,000 times in 2 days.
Mm.
Yeah, just like to have all of the caffeine.
Mm.
And then I'm not coming to the meeting on Monday, just so you know.
We're not having a meeting.
Because introvert me and that many humans for 2 days.
It's going to be fun even just once the doors close. Like, because you'll just like have this like washed look on your face.
Yeah.
This is what always happens.
Yeah.
It's going to be good to see.
I love when you can see me just shut down.
It's it's hilarious.
Ben's done now.
Yeah, loved it. Getting you guys, willing you guys to the restaurant after the Formula One. I'm like, all right, boys, come on, man.
Yeah.
Work with me here.
Yeah. but yeah, we've got Loz is coming down, so it'll be yourself, me, Jess, and Loz, which would be fun. Yeah, and the goal is just spin that wheel as many times as we can, meet as many people as we can.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about the kit.
And our fresh get up. Yeah, well, let's not talk it up because I don't know.
No, it's going to be good. Have faith.
Yeah, just...
they're going to be good. When are they coming?
I don't know.
Fuck.
Said 8 to 10 business days. But we had a month.
Right. That's all right. As long as it's in time.
Yeah, business days, Easter.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, could be touch and go.
Yeah.
Well,
could be before Easter, hopefully.
Yeah. We'll
we're saying what we got?
Nah, not yet. Because we got to make sure we get it.
I'm so excited.
We're going to let them get it.
I'm so excited.
Maybe one day we'll wear it if we get it before.
We'll wear it on the pod.
The expo. That's it.
Yeah.
We'll wear it. Yeah.
I'm so excited. I've wanted one of these since we designed those NFTs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's not. Why did you say that?
What have we got? 10 minutes. Okay, so I have one of the questions from the scholarship post that we haven't answered yet. And it's dealing with... The question basically said, like, obviously this person's worked in corporate or something for other companies before. And, like, identified when you work somewhere else... When a problem happens, there's usually a system in place and you just follow the system and you fix the problem.
Mm.
But when you start out by yourself, it's just like chaos.
Yep.
I don't know what to do when anything happens ever.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the solution to that?
Do we have a bit more context to this or?
Not really.
So something bad's happened and then like this person needs help?
Yeah, or? So she's just struggling getting used to running her own business with no, like there's no handbook.
Yeah.
Like,
look, the lamest, cheesiest answer is go and find a mentor that can help you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want it to sit here and be like, oh, well, that was just a lob for Jason to just spike down.
Actually, that's not what I thought you would say at all.
Yeah, but
so that's
but
great.
Like, but it's 100% true. Unfortunately, there's circumstances where, like, you might feel a bit isolated. You may not have, like, you know, other people to guide you and take you under their wing and, you know, kind of usher you in the right direction. And you don't have the support and you can't bounce ideas off each other and you can't see other people that are like ahead of you, which is valuable, even just like marginally ahead of you, as well as like obviously leaning on people like who have large amounts of experience like Ben and myself. So that I can't tell you how valuable that would be and I can't tell you how quickly I would leap at that if I had my chance again.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like it just leverages time.
Yep.
And mistakes that other people have made makes you feel better with your decision making. You second guess yourself less. You know, you probably have a lot of the answers to most of the things, but you just haven't got an environment to throw them out to other people so you feel confident in acting.
Yeah, it's almost like
taking action on them.
It's permission, right?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then, like if you're in a shit environment and you can't change your situation, sometimes having a support network is super valuable.
Yeah.
Helps you manage the situation the best you can. Because there's not always perfect working circumstances. You can't always, you know, be in a situation where you can leave or you can do this or you can do that. Like, so maybe having a support network where you can just optimize your situation to the best that you can is going to be good. And sometimes when you're by yourself, you just don't have the time and ability to reflect and make those decisions because your emotions just get in the way too much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know that seems like a really like standard classical answer on this podcast, but it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, head to the Standout PT link on the website.
Yeah.
Book a free call.
Yeah.
Look, I think...
I would get fired if I didn't answer it that way anyway, because it's like, that's literally what we're trying to do.
And we obviously believe in the product, that's why we do it. But the other thing that I would say you're not in a position to do that for whatever reason. We need to give you some value. I would... So how we are where we are now and how we can run six different businesses at the same time and how when we come to Q&A and someone says something, we're like, I just do this. And everything's so seemingly easy for us and efficient for us is because every time we had to do something once, we assumed we'd have to do it 50 times.
Yep.
And that's how I look at everything. Like we're just doing another gym right now, getting them back on their feet. And it's like looking over the business, it's just so many things that's different every time you do it to get to the same point. It's like this needs to not be that.
Yeah.
Like A, B, C, D, E, go do that. And then if A, B, C, D, E doesn't work, change it. Mm. But it needs to have a very deliberate, repeatable action that then you can then manage. So every time something happens in your business, if you have a client who pushes back on a minimum term, set a standard. What's the email? What do you do? Save it. Cool. Now I do this every single time this happens.
Yeah.
And that's a rule that I keep within my business.
Yeah.
Every time I onboard something, there's a flow. Cool. This is the flow that I use every time I onboard a client now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like absolutely. It's just do the thing repeatedly, and every time something new pops up, like even we talk about it for resources, and it's not something that we've driven a lot lately, and I think we need to start, particularly through Standout, like really getting people to make resources again. Like we have the sleep guide on STC right now, and it's like, cool, that's a marketing thing, someone can go download the sleep guide. I don't give a fuck if no one ever downloads it.
Yeah.
Because the next time I see in someone's data that they're stressed, that they're not making the progress that they should be, that the metrics that I'm seeing for their nutrition, their training, their steps aren't working, I'm going to send them that guide.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, it's going to be up on the training app today because you're going to send it to me.
Correct.
And I'm going to put it in there.
Yeah. And that's what I mean by send them to us. It's like, go watch this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, last week... we spoke in the other podcast about one of my clients having trouble with their lats. And I was like, here's some videos we made 4 years ago. Go watch them.
Can't wait to do those again.
Yeah, I know. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. But it's like... But
it's more just how I talk. I hate it.
I get it. So we did that one time.
Yeah.
So now we can coach back training 100 fucking times.
Absolutely.
In 30 seconds.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you're having trouble with big... So, the comment actually read, big businesses have processes and I feel lost. But the reason big businesses have processes is because they have to get someone, six people detached from them to behave the same way. Mm. You just have you and you just have to... Every time you do something, how do I not do this again?
Yeah, you have to think like a... big business.
Correct. It's the same. You're the person at the top.
Yeah.
That's coaching yourself next time you're in this situation to not have
absolutely. It's the same philosophy we have around money. It's like if you can manage your money when you don't have any, you'll be good at managing it when you have lots of it.
Yeah.
Like most people don't bother managing their money at the start when they have so little or they're in a negative or whatever. It's like, well, what do you think is going to happen when you make more of it? It doesn't magically save. Like you don't magically put it on all your accounts. Yeah. You just fucking spend it all.
Correct. Yeah. Guilty.
Yeah, absolutely. So even if you're one trainer with 15 clients, you're like, oh, I can manage this right now. Someone asks you a question, I'll solve this problem instantly.
Yeah.
No. maybe solve that problem immediately if it's the first time, but then go, how can I do this so the other 15 people who are going to be 20, 25, maybe 30, bring on another coach, 60, bring on more, 200.
Yeah.
How are you going to solve that problem for all of them? Mm-hmm. You don't want all your coaches telling them, like, do this now. It's correct. Like, go see this, go watch this, go read that.
Yeah.
So you got to have that same mentality. Attitude. It's like, build it up from the start so that you can serve your, and your clients will appreciate it. Because one of the things that we outline that makes a good service and that is high end is access to problem solving as fast as possible, right?
Yeah.
So that doesn't need to be you. It needs to be whatever can solve the problem.
Yeah.
So if they need information on improving their sleep, you can go read this. Or if they know where it is, they can just go read it.
Yeah.
That is a high-end level service. Little do people realize.
100%. Yeah. And it's going to be way more detailed than like me forgetting four of the 12.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like in a Loom video that you then what? Is the client's going to take notes on it? No.
Yeah. They're probably going to listen to it when they're fucking, on the train or, know, in their lunch break, not absorb half of it. It's like, go watch this when you're ready to absorb information. And it's going to be the best environment and delivery to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Mic drop. We'll see you at the expo. If you're not at the expo, get involved.
Pop in. Say good day.
Spin our wheel.
Spin the wheel. Yep.
Online. Do all the stuff.
Win yourself some really, really good prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're excited for the event.
Absolutely.
Also, so our promo part of the expo that we're going to be running is a free one-off coaching session. I sort of mentioned it earlier. So you jump on a call with me for 45 minutes. At the start of the call, I'm going to ask you what the biggest problem in your business is right now. And then we're going to try and work through a solution. If I do a good job, I'm going to say, would you like me to talk to you about our standout PT program? If you're like, no, you're shit. You didn't fix anything. You can just hang up. Or if I think you're shit, I'll also just be like, thanks for your time. And I won't invite you to standout PT because we don't want to hang out with you. And then we'll just go through. And again, no obligation. It's free. Jump on. Worst thing that can happen is you get a free coaching call. Not a bad outcome. As always, I think some dog unsubscribed.
Oh, it's always the one.
Back to 999.
It's always the one.
More angel numbers.
Yeah. Mate, are we going to buy a lotto ticket after this?
After my eye last week, I really should.
I think you should too.
So make sure you subscribe. It really makes a big difference to the reach that we get. Whether you're on YouTube or Spotify, hit the sub button. Share it with a friend and that would help us immensely. Thank you very much. See you next week.